Good morning and welcome to Dr. Ng's Sunday Soul Connection. As always, we begin our time together by setting the intention with Naturally 7 and Let It Be.
That our hearts and our minds reflect you. Oh, and that way that our life goes the better. Stay in tune with the Father to you. Oh, and pray that these words be us saying with you.
As always, I'd like to applaud you for taking the next 45 minutes or so out of your busy Sunday to just let it be. Our teacher said that where two or three were gathered in his name, there he was. I believe our Sunday soul community is an opportunity to consciously choose to come together, albeit by the airwaves, to deepen in our communion and connection with the source of all that is, the ground of our being, God in us as us. To look deeper into the teachings of our way-shower so that we can have the life that he promised, that when we knew and understood the truth would set us free, free to be at peace, free to enjoy the abundance that is ever available to us, free to know who we are and whose we are. And so I like to take the time to applaud you for choosing to deliberately, consciously come together so that we can link hearts and minds and deepen in our connection and communion with the source of all that is. The divine beloved that is everywhere present, that is known by many names, but none can contain all that it is. And so this morning my message is entitled, Lean In and Listen. I am conscious that I tend to talk to God more than sometimes I should be listening to God. And it is through the various faith traditions been given different names as to how we hear from God, how we listen to that still small voice that Jesus refers to. We know that he always took himself apart from the disciples, from the crowds, to go and listen to God. And we live in times when sometimes taking ourselves away from the stuff that we have to do can be challenging. The quote that I sent out yesterday said that the word listen and silent contain the same letters. Learning to enter into the silence, learning to be silent, learning to listen and hear the still small voice of the divine. We may be intending to do it, but how often do we do it? George Fox used to describe as opening up to the Lord. To the truth in his mind. John Calvin says that he witnesses as an inner testimony of the Holy Spirit. And Ignatius of Loyola recognized it as the movement of the soul, the thoughts and the inspirations given to him by God. in order to move closer to Him. I believe we all experience it in various ways. I don't think there is one way or the only way that we should be listening to God or hear from God. There are times when I clearly hear what I'm supposed to do, or other times when there's just a knowing that this is what I'm supposed to do. And there's other times when I have to be waiting patiently for the guidance and the direction, and trying to resist the temptations to follow through on whatever my egoic mind might be trying to direct me, because it's easier, or it's quicker, or it doesn't have the patience to wait. Henry Nouwen said that prayer is first of all listening to God. It's the openness, and God is always speaking. He's always doing something. When I came across that quote, it challenged me, because I recognize that when I do my prayer time morning and evening and in between during the day, I'm not necessarily consciously listening, but I am definitely doing the talking. And he says it's first listening. So I guess the idea then is to listen first and talk after. I guess that's why we have two ears and one mouth, so we listen more than we speak. So I recognize that I needed to tweak a little bit how I do my prayers. Less affirming, less perhaps acknowledging, and more just listening, more being silent. I'd always wrestled with the Rumi quote, which I will share in the rumination, which asks that we should speak without words. And it always troubled me, how was I supposed to speak without words? And perhaps it's not so much the speaking without words, it's the listening. So that we're not using words, but hearing, as Henry Nouwen says, the thought of our being that's always doing something, that's always revealing something, that's always wanting to show us something. Too often we've received something, an information, a guidance, a direction, an innovation, or something that we know we should do, but we allow ourselves to talk ourselves out of it. And then sometime further down the line, we see that inspiration or innovation or idea. Someone else has brought it out. Someone else has done it. The divine is not waiting on us to just listen and carry out. The divine is continuously revealing to all and sundry who choose to listen. And that wonderful biblical word, obey. We have been given free will and free choice to follow through on whatever ideas or inspiration we receive, or to ignore it. The following through is what they like to term obeying. It's a word that I often wrestle with. It seems contradictory to the fact that I've been given free will. If I've been given free will, why do I need to obey? But I'm coming to realize that obedience is simply the opportunity to follow through on guidance and direction we so desperately need to live the lives we are supposed to be living. God did not create us automatons to do as he, she required, but gave us the opportunity to choose for ourselves what it is we want to do, what it is we want to believe, how it is we want to behave. And so, my beloved, this morning the invitation is lean in and listen a little more and talk a little less. One of the reasons why the Sunday Soul will always be audio only and never visual. I am a strong believer, and no one has to this date been able to persuade me otherwise, that when we are listening, we are paying more of our attention. I personally know that when I'm listening to a podcast or an audio book, I have to focus on what it is. I can't be playing on the computer. I can't be distracted with doing whatever, typing or whatever. I have to be fully present. And yes, whilst it may be feasible to say you have it on in the background whilst preparing or doing, you are missing the opportunity to fully embrace, to fully deepen, to fully partake and be saturated in the vibration and the energy of the message. And so the listening for me is why Sunday Soul is important, to do it this way. So there are no outer distractions. I know from when I used to attend the church of my young adult days, there was full of constant distractions. People gossiping, looking what other people were wearing, what the minister had said or hadn't said, who was doing what. It was non-stop. I firmly believe that if I'm to choose to spend time in communion with God, then it needs to be fully and totally immersed in that. So my poem this morning is by Diane Register, entitled, Are You Listening? God speaks to us if we listen. Do we wait for his still small voice? Are we careful to open our hearts and ears? A simple but definite choice. Do we spend time each day in his presence, sharing our hopes and our dreams, or call on him just in an hour of need, as a final result, so it seems? What act would it take in our busy lives to listen and heed his word, to end chaos as it surrounds us, to be healed, pure and free as a bird? He tells us to give him our burdens, to place on him all our cares. He promises to always be with us, and he listens to each small despair. Is our prayer life considerably lacking? Do we ever take time just for him? Or do we go through each day self-indulgent, concerned with our personal whims? Until the next tragedy happens, until life falls apart at the seams, then suddenly we call him to help us. Please, save us, we urgently scream. But what if God didn't listen? If he treated us as we do him, listening only when he chose to listen, how different our lives would be then. If he spoke when it was convenient, if spared us a short space of time in time to share just a few precious moments of his personal life so sublime. If he chose to bestow all his blessings just when it was found opportune, on a haphazardly personal basis, selectively did he attune. But God is our constant companion. He listens and answers our prayer. He speaks to us as if we just listen, for he is a father who cares. My sacred text I want to share with you this morning, both from Proverbs. The first is Proverbs 2:6-15. For the Lord gives wisdom, from his mouth comes knowledge and understanding. He stores up sound wisdom for the upright. He is a shield to those who walk in integrity, guarding the paths of justice and watching over the ways of his saints. Then you will understand righteousness and justice as equity, every good path, for wisdom will come into your heart and knowledge will be pleasant to your soul. Our second verse is from Proverbs 4:20-22. My child, pay attention to what I say. Listen carefully to my words. Don't lose sight of them. Keep them within your heart, for they are life to those who find them. Both of those proverbs are an invitation to listen to the still small voice of spirit. It's within all of us, not a few select, not random and haphazardly a few of us can hear. But it is for all of us to consciously choose to listen first and talk later. To come into that presence and sit and listen to the voice of spirit that is ever revealing, ever directing, ever guiding us. It's a conscious choice we have to make over and over again. I share all my failings and shortcomings with you so you understand that I recognize that the spiritual path, as I often say, is not an easy one. It is one that we have to over and over and over again choose. We have to keep self-correcting the course that we are on. We have to be diligent in the thoughts we are holding, the words we are speaking, the ideas we are accepting. I believe that if we have reached the highest point of enlightenment and truth, we will be leaving the earth. But whilst we are still here, still living and breathing above ground, we will continuously have work to do on ourselves in how we are expressing and experiencing the presence of God in us, through us, as us. So I have two stories I'd like to share with you this morning. Watson Thornton was already serving as a missionary in Japan when he decided to join the Japan Evangelistic Band, an evangelistic mission founded in England in 1903. He decided to travel to the town where the organization's headquarters were located and to introduce himself to its leader. But just as he was about to get on the train, he felt a tug in his spirit that he took to be the leading of the Lord telling him to wait. He was puzzled, but thought he should obey. When the next train rolled into the station, Watson started to board, but again, he felt he should wait. When the same thing happened with the third train, Watson began to feel foolish. Finally, the last train arrived, and once more, Watson felt a check. "Don't get on the train," it seemed to say. Shaking his head, he thought, "I guess I was wrong about this." Watson thought he had wasted most of the day for no apparent reason. Yet as he turned to go, he heard a voice call out his name. It was the mission leader he had intended to see. He came to ask whether Watson would consider joining the Japan Evangelistic Band. If Watson had ignored the impulse and boarded the train, he would have missed the meeting. What was this impulse? Watson believed it was the voice of the Lord. Despite this, he felt unsure of himself. His actions didn't seem to make sense at the time. It felt more like a matter of intuition than anything else. My second story. I want to share one way in which God has spoken to me. When I was around 21, I did a gap year traveling around different communities with a rucksack on my back and little money and traveling by bus. When I came back to the UK, I was planning to go to Liverpool to do a postgraduate teacher's degree. I decided to spend the weekend in London with the Antioch community, which was just beginning at that time. During the weekend, God spoke very clearly to me about giving up my plans for Liverpool. His word to me was very clear and direct. God spoke to my heart, and he spoke through other people as well. When I went to church on Sunday, God spoke to me through the gospel reading about not looking back when Jesus calls. I heard the word as a direct confirmation that I should not delay my response to the Lord's call for me. So in place of Liverpool, God opened up for me a place to live in the community with Antioch in London, and there is where I have remained to this day. That decision was a very strong experience and took place over the space of a weekend when I was young and flexible with my plans. But I find nowadays that I'm not easily open to making drastic changes like that. But the Lord is still teaching me, even often through discipline, to listen to His word and to trust Him when He speaks to me. As we journey with the Lord, we can be confident that the Good Shepherd will help us grow in listening in His word for us. Bertha's stories remind me of, A, when I've listened and when I've not listened. When I got into angels a while back in the early 90s, and angels was not such a well-known thing in this country. I've shared with this before. And I'd gone to an exhibition and had someone create some angelic paintings for me. And they brought them round, and as I had them all on my settee, looking at them, staring at them, totally immersed in how beautiful they were. And I heard very clearly, this is what you have to do. Back in 1991, angels, as I said, was not a well-known or prevalent thing. And I wasn't concerned that I was hearing the voice. I was more concerned about what it might entail and how that might mean I might have to change. And I laugh even now when I think about that. The hearing very clearly, this is what I have to do, was so loud and so profound that I couldn't ignore it. Over the years since, I'm no longer shocked or surprised the way that God speaks, and often I have said, if I'm not hearing it, God will send someone to speak to me for and on their behalf. So my beloved says, I invite you to lean in and listen more. It is for your own benefit. I need to emphasize that it is not something you are doing for God. It really matters not whether you choose to listen or not listen to the still small voice. It doesn't affect God one way or the other, but it certainly will affect your life. My Science of Mind reading is entitled, Be Still and Know. The first quote comes from Abu Yazid al-Bistami. All this talk and turmoil and noise and movement and desire is outside the veil. Inside the veil is silence and calm and peace. Second quote from Ernest Holmes, The Science of Mind. The spirit within me is in perfect rest. The center of my being is quiet and poised. I let my inner spirit fill my whole being with peace and stillness. I let the divine tranquility fill me. The author writes, it seems counterintuitive to write about the stillness inside the veil, that secret place of the Most High, as Dr. Ernest Holmes calls it. Using words to capture the essence of that sacred silence is difficult. I know it, I have felt it, and I have done what I can to rest in it during my times of meditation and contemplation. How can I describe it for someone else? I can tell you that the reverberations and energies of the stillness, that is the Godhead within my soul, are powerful yet peaceful. When I can close the door of the commotion and noise of this world and enter the inner sanctuary, all is harmony, order, and love. In this place, nothing can disturb my serenity, even when actually, especially when, my human experience is discordant. Psalm 46 of the Old Testament tells us, be still and know that I am God. The world asks us to be busy, but God asks us to be still, so that we can hear its voice and be open to receiving love and guidance. Nothing in creation is so like God as stillness, says Meister Eckhart. Is it any wonder that if we are distracted by text and Snapchat, Instagram, Facebook, music, television, radio, or our Fitbits, we drift further away from the inner call of a soft voice? It's time to drop the world, pull aside the veil, and go inside. You will always hear, "Welcome home, beloved." And with that, let us go within and enter into the silence of a soul. If you haven't already, I invite you to close your eyes. Bring your attention to your breath. The gentle inhalation and exhalation, the ebbing and the flow, the contraction and the expansion. And let us be intentional that we are entering into the sacred sanctuary of the spirit to listen and hear the still small voice. Always I like to remind you of the words of Job. That it is the Spirit of God that has made me. It is the breath of the Almighty that gives me life. Let us be conscious as we take the next 3 deep breaths in, that we are breathing in the life-giving, energizing, renewing, restorative breath of God. Inhale. Hold. Inhale. Hold. Gently. For the final time, inhale. Hold. Gently, slowly. Let us take a moment just to rest in the silence. And listen. bring your attention down into the cave of the heart, into the sanctuary of the soul, the monastery of the spirit, that wonderful organ that beats and pumps the blood around, that if it stopped, we would not exist. And as you inhale, affirm, this is my breath as I breathe in love. Exhale, this is my breath as I breathe out cruelty. Inhale, this is my breath as I breathe in joy. Exhale, this is my breath as I breathe out impatience. Place your attention on your kidneys and your lower back at the right side. And take a moment to acknowledge the work that your kidneys carries out on your behalf, taking out the and eliminating the toxic wastes and substances from the body. Inhale and affirm. This is my breath as I breathe in gentleness. Exhale. This is my breath as I breathe out fear. Inhale. This is my breath as I breathe in calmness. Exhale. This is my breath as I breathe out stress. Now bring your attention to the front of the body under your ribcage on the right side and place your attention on your liver, the largest organ in your body, that self-renewing, that detoxifies the blood and combats infections. Inhale and affirm, this is my breath as I breathe in kindness. Exhale, this is my breath as I breathe out anger. Inhale, this is my breath as I breathe in generosity. Exhale, this is my breath as I breathe out frustration. Bring attention to your lungs. Take a moment to acknowledge the work that the lungs carry out as it brings in the oxygen from the atmosphere and passes it down the bloodstream. And affirm, inhale, this is my breath as I breathe in honesty. Exhale, this is my breath as I breathe out oppression. Inhale, this is my breath as I breathe in courage. Exhale, this is my breath as I breathe out sadness. Now place your attention on your stomach and acknowledge with gratitude the work that your stomach does as it stores and mixes and breaks down food so that you may be nurtured and nourished. As you affirm, inhale, this is my breath as I breathe in fairness. Exhale, this is my breath as I breathe out anxiety. Inhale, this is my breath as I breathe in trust. Exhale, this is my breath as I breathe out worry. Now let us take a moment to acknowledge all of the systems, the skeletal, the nervous, the muscular, the respiratory, the endocrine, the immune, the cardiovascular, the urinary, the intercommunitary, the reproductive, the digestive systems. All of these systems that function, that enable you to be, to live, to exist. And now affirm, the divine within me is wholeness. and my mind reflects this wholeness into every organ, every function, every action, every reaction of my physical being, renewing it after the perfect pattern of Christ within me. Take a deep breath in as we enter into our circle of prayer. As always, you're invited to include anything or anyone that is in need of prayer at this time. We know that God is the spirit, the life force, the energy that is everywhere present at every point in space and time. There is nowhere where God is not. God's life, God's love, God's presence is the circumference that is everywhere, that has no limit, no boundaries. And so as we consciously come into communion with the divine this morning, pausing to listen, Mother, Father, God, as we consciously come into communion with you this morning, taking time to listen to the still small voice that ever whispers, is ever guiding, is ever directing, is ever intuiting in and through us, for us. We take the time to minimize our words, our petitions, our longings, to listen to you. To listen to the still small voice of spirit that is whispering, that is filling us, that is directing us, that is moving us. You are the Alpha and the Omega, beginning and the end. There is nowhere where you are not. There is nothing that is not known to you. So let us come more often to just sit and be with you, to lean in and listen. Trust and have faith, to patiently wait until you reveal what it is we need to know. Mother, Father, God, you said before you call, I will answer. While you yet speak, I have heard. In this truth, in this acceptance, in this belief, we place our needs individually and collectively before your throne of grace. trusting and believing that every need shall be met in perfect and timely ways. For your infinite grace, your endless blessings, your eternal mercies, we are ever grateful. And so it is. Breath in as we do our movement prayer this morning. Stretch your hands towards the sky, wiggle your fingers and affirm, I am one with all that is. Cross your palms, cross your hands, palms down over your heart and affirm, I am love expressing in human form. Bring your hands as if in prayer in front of your lips and affirm, I speak only words that uplift and are positive. Drop your hands to your sides, palms open, facing outwards and affirm, I am grateful for every blessing in my life. Bend your elbows, make small circles with your wrists, and affirm, I release all limiting thoughts and beliefs. Take a deep breath in as we prepare and unmute the phones for our affirmations and Buddhist reflections. Our science of mind affirmation, repeat after me. I embrace the silence and peace of my soul. And release everything else. Our Buddhist reflection. If anyone has hurt or harmed me, knowingly or unknowingly in thought, word or deed, I freely forgive them and I ask forgiveness. If I have hurt or harmed anyone, knowingly or unknowingly, in thought, word, or deed, I forgive the past and close the door. I forgive all and resentment is dissolved. I forgive myself and I am at peace. I accept myself and I am free. May I feel protected and safe. Contented and at peace. May my physical body provide me with strength. May my life unfold smoothly and with ease.
May my life unfold smoothly and with ease.
May I be happy.
May I be happy.
May I be peaceful.
May I be
free. May my friends be happy.
May my friends be happy.
May they be peaceful.
May they be peaceful.
May they be free.
May they be free.
May those that challenge me be happy.
May those that challenge me be happy.
May they be peaceful.
May they be peaceful.
May they be free.
May they be free.
May all beings be happy.
May all beings
be happy.
May they be peaceful.
May they be peaceful.
May they be free.
May they be free.
Our prayer of intention. I am the light of God within and without.
I am the light of God within and without.
Radiating brightly.
Radiating brightly.
I am the love of God within and without.
I am the love of God within and without.
Expressing unconditionally.
Expressing unconditionally.
I am the power of God within and without.
I am the power of God within and without.
Manifesting exuberantly.
Manifesting exuberantly.
I am the presence of God within and without.
I am the presence of God within and without.
Eternal and unceasingly.
Eternal
and unceasingly.
Our rumination for this week, Rumi says, God, take my soul to that place where I may speak without using words. Before our benediction, just to remind you, our Senate 10 on Thursday, as usual, our midweek prayer top-up. Look forward to joining you then. And my benediction, Mother, Father, God, may we take the time to seek you with all our hearts, to be open to listening to your voice, in knowing that as we desire consciously to spend time in your presence, we receive more than answers, directions, or blessings. We receive the gift of you. Touch our hearts that we may remember to promise, sorry, to prioritize spending time with you in order to face life's challenges with strength, peace, and trust. My closing song is an oldie but goodie from Donnie McClurkin, entitled Speak to My Heart. Enjoy.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And speak to my heart. My beloveds, I wish you a very happy bank holiday. I look forward to joining you on Thursday for Dr. Ng's 10 at 10. Peace and blessings.